Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Recruiting Every Second. I am your host, Blaine Gilmer. Thank you so much for joining the show on the Believe Podcast Network, the podcast network for podcasting professionals that covers everything and all things SEC football recruiting related, and super excited to be bringing you another episode here on Recruiting Every Second that covers today a major wave of recruitments that occurred yesterday, July 8th. And we're going to touch all of them here. You know, programs like Alabama getting a huge commitment for the second time from Jeremiah Alexander out of the famed Thompson High School there in Alabaster, Alabama. You've got Arkansas, who's been on a run of commitments lately. We'll touch on all those. Auburn under Brian Harsin is starting to gain some momentum on the recruiting trail. And even Tennessee picking up a three-star wide receiver out of Pinson, Alabama, in Marquarius White. So we will touch on each and every one of those and talk about what it means for the recruiting class going forward. Also, recap some battles that we've been talking about lately, maybe some decisions that are upcoming. So all of that is ahead, but we do want to mention that as things come down the stretch here with the class of 2022, teams are betting on that those visits that those players got to take in June are going to manifest themselves into commitment situations, and even getting some guys in the fall that maybe not haven't made their mind up. Teams are betting that those atmospheres and their performance on the field is going to be able to produce higher ranked recruiting classes. And speaking of betting, do want to mention that if you are inclined to do so, our show is sponsored by Bet Online. Guys, the month of June was a hot one, and July is going to be no different. Sports action is heating up, and Bet Online is where you can find it. From basketball and hockey playoffs, which just concluded with the Tampa Bay Lightning winning a Stanley Cup final, you can probably go to Bet Online and go ahead and bet on the odds that the Tampa Bay Lightning go for another title already on the futures over there. Baseball's marquee matchups, prop bets, everything that you could imagine over at Bet Online has the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So before the next tip-off, face-off, or pitch, head over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. So thankful for BetOnline sponsoring the show once again today. And wanted to, as we said, touch here on these commitments. There's been just a wave of commitments come here lately. These prospects who had been operating under the COVID era of recruitment, which I like to call not being able to go on campus or have coaches in home for their visits. And then June comes around and the floodgates open, and these prospects are able to get out and go meet these coaches and staffers and different people that work on these recruiting staffs and these coaching staffs. that have been building relationships with these prospects over the phone and on Zoom calls, all these kind of things. And now they're getting to put that personal element into it and also see these campuses that they've been shown on virtual tours and given presentations on and things like that. And one person that getting that experience was very important to and crucial for in his recruitment was Jeremiah Alexander. Jeremiah Alexander was at one point committed to the University of Alabama, decommitted from Alabama. Georgia was thought to be a team that would be the presumptive favorite once Alabama got out of the way. That started slipping a little bit. Then Clemson jumped up into the picture, and it became apparent that it was going to be a Alabama and Clemson race there towards the end. But Alabama ends up bringing in a powerhouse edge rusher prospect that can really do it all. At that 6'2", 235 frame, he can beat teams off the edge with his speed. Can also bull rush a tackle back into the lap of a quarterback. Is able to use his hands really well to fight off blocks. So Jeremiah Alexander, completely the entire package there for the University of Alabama. Nick Saban gets a key element to that future defense for the Alabama Crimson Tide here in the class of 2022. That brings Alabama to now double digits, 10 commitments in the class of 2022, and even only having 10 to this point, they are now on the precipice of being in the top 10 in the rivals team's ranking. They are number 11 overall. So Jeremiah Alexander, a big singular commitment for Alabama. They also picked up Antonio Kite back on July 4th on Independence Day there. So a Anniston, Alabama product there, a defensive back. But Jeremiah Alexander is about as big as it gets, folks. That is a tremendous prospect and someone that Alabama definitely wanted and ended up getting twice, in fact. So big commit there for Alabama. And let's move on to Arkansas. Arkansas picked up on 2 days ago, on July 7th, they picked up Tyrus Washington out of Leesburg, Georgia, and Lee County High School there. Tyrus Washington, 6'4", 230-pound tight end. He is able to play both inline and flexed out. You know, obviously there's a lot of tight ends that are able to, or bigger-bodied receivers, really is what I like to call them, that are able to play in high school offenses today where they're able to catch a lot of passes, be split out, whether that's out wide or flexed out, and just run a lot of routes. The 7-on-7 is very popular, so the pass reception element of Washington's game is not something that really sticks out over any other, you know, Power 5 level prospect in terms of, you know, he does a nice job catching the ball with his hands. He runs good routes, things like that. However, where I'm impressed with Tyrus Washington, his inline blocking ability, whether that's reaching someone, whether that's down blocking, he seems to have a understanding of what he's trying to do and why he's trying to do it, where the ball is trying to, they're trying to run the ball as a team. A very good football acumen, it seems, for Tyrus Washington. And Sam Pittman utilizing his ties back to the state of Georgia to pick up a tremendous athlete here in Tyrus Washington, rated a 3-star on Rivals, but someone that you could probably see climb in the recruiting rankings as time goes on. That commitment, as well as Jalen Lewis, a defensive back from Brownsville, Tennessee, on July 2nd. Manny Powell, a linebacker out of Canton, Ohio, on July 2nd. And then maybe even the biggest commitment, other than Amarian Harris, for Arkansas in this class of 2022 occurred back on June 27th. That's where Nico Davier, a defensive end, outside linebacker, edge rusher type prospect out of Maumelle, Arkansas, elects to stay home instead of going to the University of Oklahoma. So I've said it time and time again, the key for any program in the SEC to be able to jump into the top tier of competition, to compete with the Georgias, with the Alabamas, with the Floridas and Texas A&M, LSU, is being able to lock down and become the preeminent power in your home state, and then also begin to take some of those what are considered depth pieces from some of the powers that border your state as well. So you're seeing Sam Pittman do that by keeping Nico Davier in the state of Arkansas. That is a huge pickup, being able to protect the home turf against a powerhouse program like in Oklahoma, who was recruiting Davier very hard. So those four commitments here in the last couple weeks brings Arkansas up to 15 total commitments, and they are now the 15th ranked program in the Rivals team rankings for the class of 2022. Sam Pittman, it can't be overstated, how great of a job I believe he's done so far. I mean, Sam Pittman has brought that infectious ability to connect with players and show players that he cares about them as a person that made him so successful as a recruiter for the University of Georgia and Kirby Smart staff, building that great wall of Georgia, if you will, producing two first round tackles his final year there, and Andrew Thomas and Isaiah Wilson. Of course, things haven't panned out with Isaiah Wilson, but nevertheless, the two young men got drafted both in the first round that year, and that Sam Pittman had a lot to do with that, with coaching those young men and recruiting them to the University of Georgia. So now those things are coming to fruition here for Arkansas. So another team out in the West. So far we've had all West teams here that we focused on. Alabama gets the commitment from Jeremiah Alexander. Arkansas with a quartet of commitments that have really bolstered their standing in the class of 2022 over the last couple weeks. And now a program in the last, subsequently, they've had a commitment each of the last 3 days, is Auburn under Brian Harsin there. They were sitting at three commitments for the longest time, dating all the way back to February. And Alex McPherson, a kicker from Fort Payne, Alabama, kicked things off on July 6th by committing to the Auburn Tigers. And then, of course, they pick up a tight end the next day, 6'6", 235-pound Micah Riley Ducker out of Bellevue, Nebraska. And then the biggest one, in my opinion, even though Micah Riley Ducker is a four-star, and I'm sure that's going to help the program over there in terms of offensively, but I think getting a guy like a Caleb Wooden out of Lawrenceville, Georgia, who plays at the 7A level at the in the state of Georgia, when you're talking about that level of football, guys, in the state of Georgia, the Archers, the Graysons, those programs over there, North Gwinnett's, everybody in that Gwinnett County area, there's just tremendous athletes that come out of there. And if you're one of the best players in that region, in that county, in 7A of Georgia football, then you're one of the best players in the country. If you're able to produce there, it projects well for your career going down the line. So Caleb Wooden is a true free safety type prospect. He understands coverages, understands what his team is trying to accomplish in certain coverages. Very savvy player, always finds himself around the football. Also not afraid to come up and fill on the running game as well. Caleb Wooden is a guy that will track the ball, stay inside out, make tackles in space, and come clean things up when guys are trying to spin off and fight for extra yards. He comes in there and he's not afraid to throw his hat in there and just kind of clean things up at the end in the running game. So I think that is a commitment there that fits the personality of a Brian Harsin, someone who wants to win and do it in a way that has a lot of mental and physical toughness about it. So big commitment that brings Auburn to six commitments in the class. Still a lot of work to do over there on the plains, but brings them up to 74th in the team rankings after being, of course, much lower than that, with only having three commitments prior to that. Also, from what I understand, Holden Gariner, who is a quarterback at Benedictine in Savannah, Georgia, has committed to Auburn and has been since February 1st, performed well out of the Elite 11. So Holden Garner is someone that Mike Bobo and Brian Harsin can be excited about as well. And then finally, we'll round things out with Marquarius White for the University of Tennessee, a wide receiver out of Pinson, Alabama. He is 5'11", 165, so not the biggest receiver in the world, but a electrifying type prospect. He was getting recruited late on by Georgia and Auburn, tried to jump into the mix there towards the end of his recruitment, and Tennessee is able to, Josh Heupel and company, able to secure him as their 9th overall commitment, and Tennessee is now 44th in the Rivals recruiting rankings for the class of 2022. And they also have picked up 2 more commitments in the month of July. Jordan Phillips, a defensive tackle out of Orlando, Florida. And, you know, Tennessee under Josh Heupel is going to need that physicality up front. I know Jeremy Pruitt tried to bring that toughness and pride himself on that, but Tennessee not able to bring that to fruition. Even though Josh Heupel is wanting to be a high-octane offense, up-tempo in the SEC, up front, you're going to have to be able to run the football when desired and stop the run when it's absolutely necessary, even though a lot of these teams are moving towards a more open spread type offenses where there's the short passing game, the screens, and then taking shots down the field that has become more in vogue. Still, in certain situations in the SEC, when it comes down to that 4-minute drill, when it comes down to trying to ice games in the red zone, things of that nature, running the football, stopping the run, absolutely paramount. So Jordan Phillips is a big pickup for Josh Heupel. They're 6'4", 295 out of Orlando, Florida. And then Masai Reddick, an offensive lineman out of Detroit, Michigan, 6'3", 278. So Josh Heupel trying to gather as much momentum as he can here in this recruiting class. Of course, he has his four-star quarterback in the class in Taven Jackson out of Greenwood, Indiana. Taven Jackson, a very loyal commit to the University of Tennessee, speaks very highly of Josh Heupel and what they're trying to accomplish there in this new era of Tennessee football. So, like I said, with that 9th commitment, Tennessee now at 44th overall in the rankings. And that is the recruitment wave that we're going to cover here on the show. Now, we also have some upcoming decisions, and we just talked about Tennessee. Tennessee is also a primary school in the recruitment of one Addison Nichols, who is a 4-star offensive tackle, is what he's listed at. I think he could end up playing on the inside, has the ability to play tackle, has the size to play tackle, but also has the versatility where he could be kicked inside, especially if he were to end up at the University of Georgia. I think Addison Nichols, Georgia, Tennessee, the two main programs in the SEC that are vying for his commitment. Florida also got an official visit from Addison Nichols, but just reading the situation, believe Nichols, Georgia and Tennessee would be the most two likely schools out of the SEC. I know Ohio State made a great impression, and then Southern Cal as well in his visit out there. Talked to Addison Nichols recently. You know, he's got those 5 schools that he made the visits to. Also, North Carolina was a place that he hit in June as well. So he's going to try to narrow things down here relatively soon. Wants to have all of this, a commitment and everything, put, you know, have this recruitment put to bed, a decision in place, and have his recruitment behind him before he starts his senior year. So Addison Nichols, out of Greater Atlanta Christian, Norcross, Georgia, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Ohio State, USC, maybe even North Carolina. He's going to try to narrow down that to maybe 2 or 3, and then a commitment here probably, you know, sometime in August. So Addison Nichols is a name that Tennessee fans are very familiar with. Addison Nichols has a ton of family in Tennessee. I also write for UGASports.com, who has a, we have a great message board over there. And I posted my interview with Addison Nichols, where he talked about his relationship with Georgia, talked about his recruitment overall. And a lot of the people over on that board were just talking about how the Nichols family is very highly connected to the University of Tennessee, and how basically Georgia fans would revel in the fact that if they were able to secure him over Tennessee, especially with all the drama that's gone on that with, between those two programs in the last couple of years with Cade Mays and that whole scenario of his dad and the metal chairs and all that nonsense going on. So a lot there between in that recruitment to watch out for. Kamari Wilson, you know, a lot of people thought he dropped a top six. He did not drop a top six. He had those same six schools that came out on April 30th. So the five-star safety out of IMG Academy since April 30th has had LSU, Georgia, Miami, Texas A&M, Florida, Florida State, all in his top six schools. He just added a cool little video to it, probably trying to do some self-promoting and branding, things like that. But it was not a new top six. A lot of people reported as such. It wasn't. Do think Kamari Wilson still, Georgia's the favorite there. Had Adam Gorney on our most recent episode, the national recruiting director for Rivals and Yahoo Sports. So check that out wherever you're listening to this in the archives on the previous episode. But Kamari Wilson is the type of safety that is every defensive back coach's, every defensive coordinator's dream, because he is a true ball hawking safety in terms of having the skills to play in coverage, both man coverage and zone, breaks on the ball well, is able to, you know, actually produce once he catches a ball, an interception, and then is an absolute, you know, missile when he comes down to tackle. He's a well put together young man, of course, plays. Competes against the best of the best in the high school level at IMG Academy day in, day out. Shows leadership. There's an ESPN special on him I saw not too long ago where he was down at the Future 50. And, you know, he's out there leading those guys, trying to tell them how they should go about doing things. These are his peers that are in the same position he is. Highly coveted young men, and they're looking to him. You know, and he's able to provide some nuggets, some wisdom there. So Kamari Wilson, someone that Georgia desperately wants in that class. Also, Texas A&M is right there in it. Florida in it in terms of the SEC schools here. LSU has really closed the gap and make things interesting. Their NILSU pitch with the NIL name, image, and likeness stuff that has come about here since July 1st. LSU has tried to capitalize on that as much as anyone, putting ads out in Times Square, doing a lot of different kind of things and marketing for their student athletes in terms of that NIL and how they're going to be very receptive to that. You wouldn't expect anything less from Ed Orgeron. He's a very much so in tune with the culture and the happenings around him. Knew he had to go out and change his offense a couple years ago and found Joe Burrow, caught lightning in a bottle, won a national championship. Well, now you can bet that he is going to try to take advantage of name, image, and likeness as it comes down. So we've touched on now on Addison Nichols, who has a decision coming. Kamari Wilson is someone that, you know, really he's probably going to take another couple visits, but it could be at any time. And then, of course, there's a tremendous battle between Georgia and South Carolina. Also, Michigan's involved, but from an SEC standpoint, Georgia and South Carolina have waged a Twitter war when it comes to Oscar Delp in terms of producing a hashtag that is trending. Delp is hashtag Delp is a dog is what Georgia has put out there. Hashtag we want Delp is what South Carolina has put on there. I think the South Carolina hashtag did more than 2.5 million impressions. People are carving, you know, we want Delp into the beaches of South Carolina in the sand. So it is definitely a highly contentious recruitment. Many people consider Georgia to be the favorite for a variety of reasons based on, you know, obviously he goes to high school in the state of Georgia at West Forsyth High School in Cumming. One of his teammates, Dylan Fairchild, who he was lined up against a lot. Dylan played tackle last year at West Forsyth, and they would move him and Oscar Delp in tandem at tackle and tight end from one side to the other and kind of use them as road graders, as inline blockers. But Oscar is a skilled receiver, someone that Todd Hartley, the Georgia tight end coach, has made clear that he is a priority from day one. Of course, his mother went to University of South Carolina, so there is the family ties there with South Carolina. His mom's alma mater there, Shane Beamer and company, really trying to put the full court press on. But now Georgia football players, former football players like Ben Cleveland, who now is with the Baltimore Ravens, got drafted this spring. He is even chiming in on the Delp as a dog. Of course, tremendous amounts of current Georgia Bulldogs doing the same. So Oscar Delp is feeling the love, and, you know, a decision could be imminent for him. I mean, he may decide here in the next couple of weeks that he's going to decide to commit. And like I said, Georgia, South Carolina, and even Michigan in there for Oscar Delp. So that is our show today on Recruiting Every Second. We got to cover a wave of commitments that has come in, some teams that are building momentum, Arkansas, Auburn starting to really heat up on the recruiting trail, trying to get those classes where they need to be. Of course, Alabama laying in wait, Georgia going after some big guys there. Alabama and Georgia both sitting at 10 and 11 commitments respectively. And Alabama's currently 11th in the Rivals rankings. I believe Georgia's 6th or 7th going about it in the Rivals rankings right now. But remember, it's only July, and come December, you expect to see both of those programs in the top 5, if not the top 2 or 3 of the recruiting classes. And then, like we mentioned, Josh Heupel in Tennessee trying to bring things together over there. And, you know, you can make sure that if you don't already, that you like, rate, subscribe, comment anywhere and everywhere you can that you listen to podcasts, guys. It is Recruiting Every Second. You can follow the show using @recruiting_SEC on Twitter and Instagram. Also, you can follow me, Blaine Gilmer, using @BGilmer18 on Twitter. And guys, would appreciate all the support you get, and want to remind you that this show is presented by Bet Online and is on the Believe Podcast Network. And if you love SEC football recruiting, check back in with us next time on for another episode of Recruiting Every Second.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.